So we have a God who speaks and continues to speak, has spoken down through the ages, and speaks into this day. There can be a sense in our, particularly in our Western culture, of as we read the scriptures and even as we study them, we kind of objectify the person who is speaking. Yes, we must have a good biblical scholarship, and we must use all the tools that we can that are provided to us to understand the scriptures, but we must never just settle for a kind of research mentality, but we somehow see the scriptures and God speaking to us as some sort of subject rather than a person. Because what the scriptures clearly convey to us is that God speaks and is always speaking and continues to speak to us. That parable that Jesus talks about today, the parable of the sower, speaks of God, in a sense, using that imagery of a sower throwing out his word, throwing it out to everyone. Those who are receptive and those who are unreceptive, seemingly. Those who will take it deep into their hearts, those will take it maybe just at a surface level, but nevertheless, God will speak. And there is a sense in which there's this whole kind of way in which God, when God speaks, it happens. It's an effective word. In Hebrew, it's called dabar, which means God's word is a word action. Let there be light. We read in the Genesis story, and there was light. Let there be land, and there was. Let there be sea, and let there be, you know, birds of the earth, and all those creation stories and images, and there was. And then the prophets come, and they say, thus God speaks. And then in the New Testament, right up in the Acts of the Apostles, the community sought the Lord, expecting the Lord to speak. Down to us today, where we expect God to speak to us when we come into the Eucharist, we expect God to speak to us as a community. We expect the word to be broken open to us, and the Holy Spirit, who's deep in our hearts, enabling us to hear and to respond to God's word. Because it's not only in the spoken word that we read. It's not only in what we might hear in the word being broken open to us. It's not even in what's in the prayers, which are all part of God's word in the liturgy. But it's what God's word resounds in our hearts. That's which will stay with us and be transformed. Because that's where the Spirit is working in our hearts, taking hold of a word, something that God is saying to us, and connecting it with our lives, with our difficulties, maybe with our sufferings or our pain, with our failures and our weaknesses, that this word will be transformative. The same word that as we come to the Eucharistic celebration, as we pray over the bread and wine that becomes the body and blood of Jesus, it's transformative. The Spirit gives life to those words. So as we open our hearts today, that's our way of responding to God's word. So the word is given, God communicates, God is speaking into the hearts of men and women, all men and women, just not Christians, but everyone who would be open to this word of God. And then secondly, it's about how that is received. And that comes through in the parable too. That Jesus talks about the good soil. So if I come not expecting anything, I'm just sort of fulfilling a routine as I come in on Sunday or as I read the word of God, even in my prayer, and I don't really expect anything, then probably nothing will happen. I mean, this is God speaking. This is not a comic. This is not some classic story. This is not some philosopher or narrator. This is God speaking to us. This is the word of God that creates, that's transformative. And so our disposition as we listen to the word of God, as we read the word of God, is one that is receptive and open. And I want to hear, and I actually want to respond to what I hear. But if I come not expecting anything, don't disturb me, I don't want to hear anything that might interrupt my agenda, my life, the way I want to do things. And possibly that's exactly what will happen. Because God is not going to impose or enforce. He wants this kind of dialogue. Though he's speaking, he wants us to dialogue with him, to open our hearts. So how do we connect with the Word of God? So if we're coming here today, one of the things might be is I actually prepare myself before I come. I actually might be ready. I wonder what the Lord's going to say to me as I listen today to the readings, as I listen in the liturgy, as I listen in prayer, as I listen in the silence. I wonder what God's saying to me. This is what I'm bringing to God today. I'm worried, or I'm sick, or I'm upset, or I'm in a sort of bad relationship with someone. I can't get through. I can't forgive. I'm overwhelmed. I feel crushed, depressed. That's what I bring today. But Lord, what are you going to say today as I gather? And what are you going to say to us as a community? That we're not just kind of individual units who come in and then leave. Our lives have an influence on each one of us. So whether I'm here, I might think sometimes, well, I'm just a person who comes in and out of the church. People don't even know when I'm here sometimes. But you know, that's not the way God sees it. Each person is intrinsically valuable to that community that they're called to be a part of. And we do live in a very kind of consumerist sort of mentality that says, well, my presence doesn't really mean all that much. That would be totally wrong in the eyes of God, because we have a value and dignity. So I want to encourage you today that as we come to the Eucharist, that we might open ourselves to that transforming word of Christ, to allow him to work through everything that happens in the liturgy. That God works through the humanness, and he also works divinely in our midst. Often through the loudest noise and the deepest silences. Even those noises that at times might annoy us, we might ask the Lord, what are you teaching me through that? What am I learning through that about you and about me? And as I go from here, how do I deepen in the Word of God? Through prayer. It's got to be prayer. It's a non-negotiable. I eat, I drink to live. I've got to pray to be always connected to this Word, who is Jesus, and to know his Word deep in our hearts. I must pray. However that works out in your own life and your own timetables and circumstances, but I must pray. The Spirit is calling you to pray. You know it. Each day the Lord calls you to pray. In whatever way you do that, in your busy lives, the Lord is calling you to pray, because that's where the Word will find good soil and issue. And finally, we need to be part of a community. The Word isn't just heard between me and God. It's heard in the context of a group of a people that God calls together. It must be heard in community. I must be part of a community somewhere in the church. I must be. You know, this comes right back to the Acts of the Apostles. You know, when Peter and James and John were proclaiming the gospel those early days after Pentecost, Peter was put in jail, then released. He was told not to proclaim the word of God. He gathered together with the community and they prayed together. Do we not proclaim the word of God? We've been given this authoritative decree from Herod and governors of the land saying we're not to preach. But if we don't preach, then we're not following the mandate of Christ. So they had to pray together as a community. And what happened? We're told that people were visited by the word of God. People prophesied, and the Lord gave them a boldness to go out and proclaim even more strongly. They didn't do that as individuals. The community gathered together and prayed. So we must come together as a community and pray, as we do on Sunday and as we do at other times, in groups, in devotional groups, in Bible studies, a whole range of things we have here at St. Benedict's, in adoration, in the silence. but often in silence together. So as we come into the Eucharist today, let's pray for this word that the Lord is speaking into our hearts today, to not only be heard by us, but actually to be acted upon. That's what it means to listen. To listen means I have heard and now I will respond. So today, let's open ourselves. Let's really be open and say, Lord, I really want to welcome your word. I want to hear today, and now I want to act upon what I hear. Come, Holy Spirit, enable me to act upon your word today.